All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the most popular stock market update on Spotify and one of the most popular updates on YouTube. And today it is with Mark again. Good to have you back. So I'm still traveling, you see, in my mobile studio, and there's a lot going on. So in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is Tuesday, April 4th. And yesterday, OPEC cut, or we heard about OPEC cutting output. Oil prices were skyrocketing. This morning, we had the JOLTS jobs report. So how are the markets reacting to this? And more importantly, how are we trading this? So by the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heitkotter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and we are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And geez, I mean, the market's just kind of crazy. I mean, look at this, 5 days up in a row.
That's a nice run, Marcus. Yeah, especially because of the worry that we had at the beginning of March or about a week into March, March 9th, I think it was Thursday, where the banking crisis began. And traders seem to have shaken that off, not too concerned now, 5 up days in a row. And that's interesting too, with that news about crude oil.
So yesterday we heard about it that OPEC Plus is cutting oil production by more than 1 million barrels per day. So this is where yesterday crude oil prices moved higher dramatically. I mean, we were up like 6%. And even today, they at first were moving higher just in the last few minutes, trying to turn around here. And of course, higher crude oil prices means higher inflation. And this is where you would think that this is a worry where the markets move lower, but pretty good turnaround yesterday.
I would agree. And it was the biggest one-day gain for crude oil in about a year. And like you said, higher energy costs, higher inflation, meaning that the Fed most likely will raise rates another quarter point, at least in theory. We still have a lot of data to digest between now and the 2-day Fed meeting. But hey, traders in the markets didn't seem to care, and decent finish to the day after everything that took place.
Yeah. So really surprising. And then if you look at today, so today, I mean, this week's is all about jobs, 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 jobs. So we have the jobs report coming out on Friday, which is super surprising. And we double-checked it this morning, right, Mark?
Yes, because normally you don't get a major announcement like that on a holiday. US markets are closed, but we checked with what is it, the Bureau, BLS. It appears that it's on the calendar unless they do a revision.
Yeah, so Friday markets are closed in observance of Good Friday. So we do have a short trading week. And since it is all about jobs, so today we got a first glimpse, the JOLTS jobs openings. And this is where traders try to look at tea leaves and say, okay, what's going to happen on Friday? And it came in much lower than expected.
And there was a reaction, Marcus. So the available positions totaled 9.93 million. This is about a 632,000 drop from January. And this is a number that the Fed uses to gauge vacancies and just the jobs market in general. So interesting to see now 1.7 jobs or less than 1.7 jobs available for every one person unemployed. And it was the first time vacancies fell below 10,000 million, or sorry, 10,000 million, 10
10
million
million.
since May 2021.
Yeah. So as I said, initially there was a reaction, and if you look at a 5-minute chart of the mini S&P, initially the reaction was good because, I mean, this is what the Fed wants. The Fed and Jerome Powell have been telling us forever, we need a softer labor market. It's too tight. They want the unemployment rate to go up a little bit. But now, I mean, markets are down. So why? What's happening? Why is not everybody celebrating and says, yes, the Fed is getting what they want. So this means that they can stop raising interest rates, which will be good for the market. But markets are lower this morning.
And this is all about the dance between inflation and a strong economy. So the Fed policy to bring down inflation is going to affect the economy. And now if we're seeing signs of the economy weakening, then traders are balancing that, trying to figure out, wait, is this really a bad thing, right? Is this bad for the economy? Is it bad for the market? That's, I think, where traders are trying to digest that. But in all honesty, Marcus, I think we're due for a pullback.
That's the other thing. So it's kind of an excuse because, yeah. I mean, look at this run. This is just tremendous that we had here. I think we measured it yesterday already, but from the lows that we had mid-March, so over the last couple of weeks, 9% in the mini S&P, in the S&P 500. And if you look here at the NASDAQ, I think it was even higher. So in the NASDAQ, it was 11%. Yeah, I mean, kind of time to take some profits.
Exactly. I think earlier I might have said that we're up 5 days straight. Looks like 4 days straight. And then today, earlier, it looked like we're continuing with that being five. But I think we're due for a pullback. And it is a decent week of data, like you said earlier, all about jobs. So I think we will get more data this week. And traders are going to decide whether or not that data is positive or not.
Yeah. So looking at the VIX, the fear index, today rising, still not cracking above the 20, but up almost 5%. This just shows. Okay. So the uncertainty, right? I mean, banking crisis, yes or no. And also in terms of the banking crisis, we had some more news. So JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon said, well, this banking crisis, we will feel this for years to come. But then on the other hand, Treasury Secretary Yellen said, no, everything there, they're stabilizing and it's all good. So I mean, this is where kind of conflicting information. And this is where traders saying, okay, wait a minute. So what's happening? Do we have a banking crisis? Don't we have a banking crisis? Do we have a recession coming or is this good? Do we have lower interest rates coming? So it's really a little bit all over the place. And this where this morning, some profit taking, the VIX going, creeping a little bit higher, but still below 20.
And Marcus, you know, reading into what Jamie Dimon said, yes, he said that the repercussions will be felt for years to come. But he also said, more importantly, the recent events are nothing like what occurred during the 2008 global financial crisis. And I do think that was the bigger concern. Traders wondering, do we have a huge systematic problem similar to the housing crisis? And once it appeared as though that wasn't the case, traders have shrugged that off. But sure, there could be lingering effects. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we'll see. Let's take a quick look at Tesla, because yesterday Tesla got beaten down. So down 6% on missing deliveries. This morning, pretty much in line with the overall market, down 1%. So no real big meltdown here in Tesla. But yesterday, that was a pretty big move. Although, yeah, the day before, up 6%, so down 6%. Tesla is just a wild animal.
It is. Hey, Marcus, I want to look at gold, too.
Yeah, okay. So GC, let's take a look at the. Oh, my gosh, look at this.
Yeah, I mean, history in the making, potentially. Can we make all-time highs? If my numbers are right, where we're at right now would be the second highest weekly close for gold. So the highest being in 2020. But we are higher than where gold was in 2011, which was the peak during or post the financial crisis there. And clearly getting above 2,000 with today's gain up almost 2%. So it'll be interesting to see if we could make new all-time highs in gold this week or next.
Yeah, very decisively here above 2,000 this morning.
Yep.
Super interesting. Okay. All right, let's see. So what do traders think? How will the Fed... excuse me, react to the data. So let's take a look at the Fed Watch tool. Let's refresh it. Because earlier this morning, when we were trading with our mastermind, It seems that traders were betting on the Fed raising interest rates one more time. Now it seems that this has shifted just in the last 30 minutes. So now more traders are betting the probabilities are now 62% that the Fed keeps the rates the same, because this is where traders think right now, oh, they've done the job. I mean, Jolt's jobs report came in a little bit worse than expected. But is it really? That's way too early, right?
Oh, yeah. But it is interesting. An hour and you see that flip-flop, like pretty much by the exact same amount. So traders are trying to figure out what the Fed's going to do, what comes next. But we do have a lot more data, much more data to digest, to really have a better understanding of what the Fed might do with the jobs report on Friday and then inflation data next week, CPI and PPI. So we still need some data to come out to have a better feel for what might be in store.
All right. So let's take a look at our positions. And then also, if you want, we can show you a few things that popped up on the scanner today that might be interesting. So if you like this, give us a like here really quick. And if you're new to the channel, consider subscribing, because this way you get notified whenever we go live. All right, let's take a look at CTRA, Coterra Energy. And so right now, pulling back a little bit. Yesterday, at first, it was moving higher together with the news that crude oil is skyrocketing, was pulling back. Right now, down 0.4% for the day, so not a whole lot. I got assigned at 26. Right now, I'm not able to sell calls against my 26 positions, but I'm trading well above my break even. So my break even here, 23, 34. So nothing just yet to do.
Yeah, nice little range there over the last couple of months. Good, continues to be a good wheel stock, and hope you could sell a call soon.
Yeah. Google against the grain today, up 0.65%. And this is where I was checking this morning if I can sell calls against my existing 108 position. So right now, if we take a look at this, we'll see that the bid ask for the 108 calls is at 15 over 16 cents. A little bit earlier, Google was already higher. It was at 22 over 23 cents. So I decided to put in order for 30 cents, which would give me 33% annualized, where I'm trying to sell calls against my existing position. Right now, it's not happening because Google has been pulling back a little bit. But let's see, if the markets turn around and rally, and I might get my 30 cents for a couple of days here, that wouldn't be too bad.
I like that. I like that. And we'll see if there's a little more follow through. Going against the grain, like you said, that works for you and the potential to sell calls.
All right. AMD. So I talked about it yesterday that you were able to close the calls that you sold. It was the 103, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I said yesterday that I would check with you today, double check. I thought it was, but yeah, you sold calls against your existing positions, were able to buy back. I mean, this has been working great ever since AMD made this run up. You have just been selling calls for the last, 3 weeks now?
Correct. So selling calls a little bit below my cost basis, really because of the longevity of this trade, how long I've been in it. And because there was such a big move higher, I really felt that this type of behavior movement that we've seen over the last couple of weeks was likely, and it ended up being true. Getting 30% annualized, I could sell 101 calls next week. For me, that's a little aggressive, because I do think that if we get through that 100 level again, we might pop and rally a little bit more. So I'd rather be closer to that 104 at this point. 103, 104 would be okay. And the 103 calls right now gives me 21%. So I'm sitting on this. I'm waiting. But definitely keeping an eye on premium for next week.
All right. And then we have PNC, our existing PNC position. So today, PNC moving a little bit lower, so down 2.2%. Really on no news, still in the box here, so we're not being able to sell calls. But I mean, we talked about it with our mastermind members this morning. I mean, this is where really next week the big banks are kicking off earnings season, and I think this is what traders are waiting for right now. See, okay, how do the banks expect this whole crisis, if it exists, to to affect their outlook for the remainder of 2023.
Absolutely. That's going to be important. And we're still in this range. So even though it's a down day, I'm not concerned. I feel like the market has established a fair range for PNC. I'm hoping that on some positive data, we could break to the upside or just some buying interest. We'll see. So far, we're down a little bit today. I still feel comfortable with the position and holding it.
Yeah. So let's talk about a few possibilities that we looked at this morning. So AL, let's zoom out here a little bit. Looked at this as a possibility. One of our mastermind members brought it to our attention. So that's basic materials. That is a possibility to sell at 197.50. I mean, we decided to pass and not rush into anything today, because today we feel it's kind of a profit-taking day. And with more data coming out this week, we believe that there's better possibilities. But if you're looking for a trade, that could be one. Why not, right? Then GM, just wanted to bring it up because I've traded it for a few times. I don't like it at this strike price, but if GM keeps falling a little bit, because for today, GM is down almost 2%. If it keeps falling, I would be interested in doing the 31.50 or 32 again. And this is a strike price that I sold over the last few weeks. And another one that we have been looking at quite a few times, Williams-Sonoma. So that's here, consumer cyclical specialty retail. Anyhow, so a few possibilities popping up there. For me, I'm fine with these three positions right now. Again, since we are in PNC, we're not looking for any other financial positions. But I'm interested in trading GM again if it's available at a lower strike price.
Okay. A few decent maybes.
A few decent maybes, exactly. And this is how we use the scanner to find opportunities every day. And this is where you can check it out. And if you would like to learn more about the tools, we have a link in the software here. We also have a few more videos for you right here. Take a look at this. They show you how we trade these markets. And make sure that you click on like, you subscribe, and then tune in again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.